Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am your host, Troy Stegner. All right, before we get started in this new comic book review, I want to ask you guys to do me a favor. Subscribe. Subscribe, wherever that button's at, hit the subscribe button. You'll be, or hit the bell icon too. You'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. That being said, let's get into the comic book reviews. I picked a few for this week. Let's start with this one. It's Looky Looky Comic Bookie. Boom. Ruby and Justice League. This one, I was really, really concerned about this one. I thought it was another, just another money grab. That, hey, let's take these two titles and cross them over. And we'll, you know, use the popularity of one to bolster the other one. This, pretty much the same thing, but... But they did it a little different than other crossovers, mashups. You know, most of the time, like with the Batman and Ninja Turtles, Batman, Power Rangers, Batman and just about everybody. I think there's a Justice League and Power Rangers one. A lot to answer the question of how they cross over. There's always some kind of secret portal. Even on, if you watched the trailer for the new Space Jam, they go through a magic portal. And they're taken to a different dimension or different reality, different plane, whatever. This one, they took it a little different. Instead of, you know, just the Justice League running through this portal that takes them to Ruby Land, Rubyverse. And I'll warn you guys right at the beginning, I know a little about Ruby. I'm not well versed in Ruby. I kind of know the general outline, so if I say something wrong, just correct me. I'm used to it. I'm married. I get corrected all the time. So yeah, you start at the beginning. It's very Ruby-centric. Maybe that's why Ruby is the first name on the title. But it's takes place in the Rubyverse, and whatever world that is. And instead of having the characters, you know, come through a portal, like I said, these are characters that already exist. It's almost like a dark multiverse or a part of the multiverse because these characters already exist in the Ruby universe. You got this dude whose name is Clark. Yeah, you know who he's going to be. A very similar symbol on his chest to the S, a little different. So yeah, he already exists in Rubyverse and his power is, you know, during the day in the yellow sun, he's very powerful, very fast. I mean, so that's an obvious reference to Superman. So that's somebody who exists in the Rubyverse and didn't have to come through a portal. So, you know, they're hanging out with Clark and Ruby and Clark are kind of flirting, crushing on each other. Some Grimms pop up. Of course, they fight the Grimms. And you see just how strong Clark's powers are. So they, you know, they come to the decision. We need to tell Ozpin, who's one of the more powerful characters there in Ruby. So then it jumps over to one of the other characters. I believe that's Blake Belladonna. The first ones were Yang and Ruby going home to see their father after their training. And they met Clark. So this one is Blake. She's kind of hanging out on the lake. And she sees this floating, flying figure. Which a big, grim-looking orca fish type thing jumps up and nabs her, takes her under. Blake dives in, saves her, pulls her out, and she's like, hey, you know, how could you do that? How could you breathe underwater and not have to breathe? Blah, blah, blah. Comes up, find out, oh, look at that costume. Isn't that very similar to Wonder Woman's costume? The girl tells her, hey, you saved my life now. Let me repay you. So she kind of calms that grim orca down, tells him, you know, go home. So she says, Blake is kind of confused. She's like, well, let me take you to my people. Come to find out, it's very much like the, you know, Island of Themyscira. you go there, and kind of the same, you know, they tell them, you know, the backstory on Diana, it's kind of the same thing, you know, built from, since they're Amazons and there's no men there, you can't really get pregnant. So they kind of fashioned her out of clay, and the gods breathed life into her. And that's where this issue ends. So we have been introduced, I believe this is going to be a 7-parter. It's a limited series. The first one, we've been introduced to Clark, you know, the Ruby girls, the three of the main ones. You had Blake and Ruby and Yang. They meet Clark, who I'm sure is going to be Superman, and Diana, who, I mean, it's without a doubt is supposed to be Wonder Woman. So we're only missing one of the big, the Trinity out of Justice League, and that's Batman. So how are they going to bring Bruce Wayne into the fold? That'll probably be for issue 2. I guess the Justice League equivalents in the Rubyverse are going to help the Ruby people to probably battle the Grimms, because that's the big thing in Ruby. All these soulless entities of, you know, called the Grimms. Not a bad first issue. I was really, really skeptical. I even made a Facebook post, you know, this, the crossover nobody asked for. But it's not bad. I'm not hating it yet. I like the novel approach to how they bring the Justice League into the Rubyverse. It's basically going to be the Rubyverse version of these characters. It's interesting. I like that. They don't fall in the same old tropes. So once they bring in Batman, since Batman doesn't really have any powers, it's going to be interesting to see how they bring a Batman-related character into the Rubyverse. I guess he's going to be good with gadgets. I don't know. We will see. I'm sure that they have something planned for that. You know, the cover. You know, this cover, you can see most of the Ruby people, and then yeah, you know, Diana and Clark. And I'm going to go on a limb here and say, dude in the brown cloak up here in the top is probably going to be Bruce Wayne, their version of Batman. So let's see if they give Bruce powers in this universe. It's got me enough interested that I'm going to read the second one, and I'll let you guys know when it comes out how it was. So don't write this one off just yet. I was quick to dismiss it when I first saw it announced. I read it because I kind of need to know what's going on with it. Pleasantly surprised. It wasn't horrible. Not like I thought it was going to be. So there you have my review of Ruby Justice League numero uno. And my recommendation is, it's a maybe. I wouldn't add it to your pull list yet, but pick it up off the shelf. It's pretty good. That being said, hey man, subscribe. Subscribe to the channel. I asked you in the beginning, I don't know if you did or not. If not, now's a good time. You can just go, I already told you about the comic, go subscribe. And hit the bell icon. You will be notified whenever we put up a new video. So, until that new video comes out, later nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.